You're listening to Black Girl Blueprint.
Because Black girls did it first.
And honestly, better.
Period.
Period.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Black Girl Blueprint, your fave podcast for all the Gen Z Black girl tea. My name's Lauren.
And my name is McKean, and thanks y'all for tuning into today's episode.
I'm really excited for this episode. I feel like this one, we've kind of hinted at this being like a broader conversation that we need to have, but We are living in the age of the internet. Girlies, we are in, social media, TikTok, Instagram, influencer culture. There's a lot of things to get into in terms of social media and like what it means for us just growing up in this age of the internet. So there's a lot of things for us to chat about today, right?
A whole lot. Absolutely. I feel like I just be thinking back about like how young I was on these apps, and I was just like, this is too much. Mm-hmm. This is so crazy. Like most of our lifetimes have been spent with like heavy usage of a variety, like multitude of social media platforms all at once, which is so wild to me. Yeah. Like it's been good, but there's also definitely some downsides. So first, of course, we have our Read the Room. This is the segment we start off every episode with, getting into all the tea in our own lives and your lives. And like we're going to do today, the tea from Black Twitter, which is always ever flowing. So what do we have on the little roster today?
Well, I think we would be remiss to not start the season off by talking about Miss Ari Lennox and all like the discourse that's been happening around her. Let me start off by saying, I said this in the last episode, but I'm a big Ari Lennox fan. I would like to see her in Prospect Park this summer if I can.
Okay,
yeah, exactly. Like, I'm here for all things Ari Lennox. Love her music. Shea Butter Baby. Immaculate. But the reason why there's been a lot of discourse around Ari Lennox, I've always thought that she was underrated. I think she is so, so talented. And it's kind of
like,
and beautiful, beautiful. But I think what people were talking about a lot was the way that she doesn't really get the same hype as like SZA gets, or the hype that, what's the other homegirl's name? Summer Walker.
Oh, I'm like,
I was about to call her the controversial one. I was like, let me not start off with that tea today.
He's the auntie of R&B.
Mm-hmm. But ciao. But Miss Ari Lennox, she lost a lot of weight recently. And apparently I think she started wearing wigs. I think that was part of it too.
Right.
So everyone's like now being like, wow, Ari Lennox so pretty. I never noticed before. And it's like, Ari Lennox has always been bad. She's
right.
always exactly. been the baddest. And y'all are just, you're just realizing this now.
Exactly.
I even remember thinking back, I think there was something last year where someone was saying that she looks like, was it a pit bull or something like that? Like people have been commenting for her. Did you not see that one? Do you remember that?
Famous, I think, right? Someone established said that, right?
I don't remember who it was. I don't remember who it was, but I just remember being like, y'all are wild for this. We are not about to sit here and disrespect Miss Beautiful Ari Lennox. I feel like this is just like a conversation that we've had before, especially around like Lizzo, about just how society treats. I mean, I don't even think Ari Lennox was ever quote unquote like fat or big or anything like that.
Not at all. And like, even if she was, like, what about
exactly.
it? She put out the best R&B album this whole like decade. So that's
the conversation. Exactly.
But I do agree, like, this is definitely much larger than Ari. And I feel like there's something to be said. There's some conversation there. I'm not going to get all of the nuance in this like one Read the Room, but like something to be said about Black girls specifically, but also just pop stars generally who enter the world looking one way are ignored. Not completely. Like obviously we know who they are, but like are largely ignored by non-Black women specifically. Lose weight and are then all of a sudden like, oh my god, where has she been? Like da 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 da. Like it happened with Jasmine Sullivan. It happened
That's
with
how,
SZA.
Yeah.
It
yeah.
happened with Ari Lennox. Like Lord knows who else it's happened to, but it's just like having to. I think it's so fitting in this conversation too, because like, it's I think largely a result of social media, but like just generally having to look like an IG baddie to have your artistry recognized in
exactly.
its totality is so bizarre, and also like. Them being baddies to begin with. Like,
exactly.
Crazy part. Like, anyways.
I was going to bring up Jasmine Sullivan. That's what I was going to say. I remember it's the same thing. People were just like, oh my gosh, who knew Jasmine Sullivan was so talented? We knew.
We knew.
Exactly. So, yeah, no, that again, like you're saying, that is a greater conversation about like how much our current society, I guess society in general, will just values like looks and having to fit mm-hmm. into a certain look. Like to even have your artistry, it's wild. Even Adele as well. And she's not a black woman, but mm-hmm. I remember that as well. People be like, oh my gosh, I never knew that Adele was exactly. so pretty. She's always
like,
been pretty.
She actually was beautiful the whole time. Actually, like you just, you this would be a great learning moment for you. Like, let's yeah. unpack this.
Exactly.
Anyways, child, oh my God. What was I was just about to say? Shoot. I mean, okay. My last hot take, I guess, on this topic is I feel like there are also the flip side of this thing is that there are a lot of celebrities and artists who we give a lot of room to only because they're skinny. Mm-hmm. And maybe this is a whole episode in and of itself, but like,
child, no.
I don't know if Janae Aiko would be famous if she didn't have that little skinny bitty, whatever the fuck she said.
That's colorism at play too, though. We're not about to get into that because Miss Georgia Smith as well be riding.
Boy Lorraine or whatever.
They be riding that light skin privilege. To the depths. Mm. I mean, love that. I support them. Like I said, like we have these conversations about Saweetie as well. If there are mediocre black men, let us have our mediocre.
Right.
I just called Janae Aiko mediocre. I didn't mean to.
No, but I like her too. No shade. Like I do like her, but it's just like,
girl, we know. Especially
I know there are more talented people out there.
Exactly. Especially when they are taking space away from dark skinned black women or non skinny black women. I'm just like, we know why you're here. You're beautiful. Exactly. Love you for it. But come on, we how many right. whisper singers do we really need? How many?
That like, I don't even know. Like it's like build a pop star. Give me. No, I'm not even gonna do it. No. I'm not even gonna do it. I can walk through every little attribute. Probably a white parent involved, but it's fine. It's fine.
It's not even just music. It's also like actresses too. Yara Shahidi, Amanda Steinberg, Zendaya. Mm. That is it. That is our black girl Absolute. Representation. I'm like,
It's upsetting. Like, it's like, it's just,
but
I don't even know. We can't spend too much time on this.
I know we talked about one more thing. Like, I just, when they do get dark-skinned black women in, just think about the roles that they get dark-skinned black women to play. And I'm just going to leave that there. And we're just going to sit. We'll let that simmer, a little moment of silence before we move on. Because I'm about to go off on this next thing that we want to talk about, too.
Bro. Oh, yeah. Speaking of Mr. Castellite himself.
Let's talk about, for anyone who doesn't know, hasn't seen it on Twitter, they're supposed to be coming up with a new addition to the ish industrial complex, the brownish, with Eva Longoria is supposed to be coming out, I guess, about the Latinx experience. I saw it and kept scrolling. I was like, I don't need to die. Right. I don't need this at all.
Also, like Latinx being a race, like
I don't even know anyways. The nuance of that.
But you know, no black Latinx
we know
people
that.
Are gonna be,
and we know there's going to be an episode about whether or not they can say the N-word. I saw a tweet about. So let me. I am just done with all of these.
I need Ken Barris arrested. Like. He needs to be held accountable for his crimes.
At this against point, humanity.
Like, Blackish, if he stopped at Blackish, that would have been, like, fine. I feel like he could have, and that show has its own issues. But if he stopped at Blackish, he could have been okay. He just, like, did not know when to end.
Isn't this the fourth one? Because there's...
There's Blackish,
Grownish, I'm fine with. Isn't there a Mixed-ish as well?
Mixed-ish, yes.
No, I don't need that.
He has Black AF, which is like
I heard that was horrible.
I mean, like he's in it.
I don't like that.
Yeah,
I don't like that.
I'm like, who is this man? Like, where did he come from, and who decided that? Like, exactly who decided. White executives and white audiences, because
they were like, yes,
Black-ish or any of those issues were made for black people.
They're not made for black people. We know that.
Right, exactly. We came to complain today's Read the Room, evidently.
Yes, I came angry and I came ready. This next one, I don't know if I'm, this is not like complaining, but the polyamory, the throuple, Tessa Thompson, Rita Ora, Taika, how do you pronounce his name? Taika Waititi?
I don't even know who that man is. I'm not even gonna lie to you.
You don't know who he is? Oh my goodness, I have the biggest crush on this man. I think he's a director. I know he was also.
I thought he was the guy from Queer Eye. Dead. I was looking at those pictures and I was like, oh my God, I thought he was gay. I thought it was the dude from Queer Eye, you know? The one, I mean, the brown one.
Yes, I know exactly what you mean.
They kind of look alike. Tell me not.
They do. They do. He is a director. He directed Thor Ragnarok.
That makes sense then. Wasn't Tessa in that?
Yes. I think he was also... Was he in something else I watched? I don't know, but I just know he's a fine, beautiful man. Really, really love him.
I'm gonna have to look it up. I've only seen him in those photos, so.
But yes, I don't really know what else there's to say on this. I know nothing about Rita Ora. I recently found out that she wasn't Black, and I was like, okay, that's interesting. Mm-hmm. She's been blackfishing me this entire time.
Honestly, I can't name a thing. I saw someone tweet and they're like, wow, I saw Rita Ora's name trending and I can't believe I thought it would be for music. Cause like,
that's funny. Is that what she does?
Yeah.
Not name a single song. I think Tessa Thompson though, I love Tessa Thompson.
Wasn't she
dating Janelle Monáe?
Yeah, but I think that I was reading all of the Twitter replies because I'm not caught up on the tea. Apparently, they were last seen in like 2019. So,
they're probably not.
People are like, anymore. That's when they think they broke up because that was never even confirmed. Like,
you know,
even
who
though
else has,
like so.
But you know, what's gonna you know who else has a girlfriend?
Who?
This might be separate tea. You know, Zoe Kravitz. I also love Zoe Kravitz.
Yes. Wait, did she just get married?
Apparently they're getting a divorce and she has a Black girlfriend and they're so cute together.
Wow. I feel like it was only a matter of time.
Coming. I can't remember what show the girlfriend is from, but she's very beautiful and they look really great together. Come on, Miss Zoe, Miss Woman of Taste. Mm-hmm. So yes, I love that for her.
I love that for her also. So moving on to today's conversation, which we told y'all is about the age of the internet, social media, influencer culture, all of the things. We thought we would start just at the beginning, at our internet origin stories.
Oh, so, goodness. Yeah.
What was the first social media account that you made?
Email doesn't count, right? Those
little
AOL. Okay. Facebook then.
Unless it was like Google Plus.
I don't even know what Google Plus is. I know whatever one that you used to be able to message people on, like the MSN Messenger, that mm-hmm. doesn't count as social media. I never had a MySpace. That
Me
was
neither.
Never a thing.
That was like pre-us.
I think so. But I definitely had a Facebook. My dad made it for me. I had it from when I was like 8 up until like 11,
I believe.
But I had it when I was 8. I wasn't really talking to anybody on it. I don't think I was using it for Farmville. Farmville. I was on there to play Farmville. I had the hottest. I had the hottest farm out there. Listen, I was killing it. And then this is actually tea. My introduction is basically I had Facebook until I was like 11 and then creepy men were on the internet and I posted a photo of me as an 11-year-old for my new picture and I guess I had like a tiny bit of titty out. It wasn't supposed to be provocative. It was just me imagining
You're
11. Some men came in, they were like, ooh, sexy, blah, 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 blah. But weird for my parents. I'm still not over this. Instead of being like, ooh, these men are being weird to my daughter, they're like, Lauren, you're being provocative. You can't have social media anymore. And they took my Facebook away from me.
Oh my God.
I didn't get Facebook back. I mean, after a while, people stopped using Facebook and I didn't really care about it anymore.
Right.
But I didn't reactivate my Facebook until I was applying for college. And I wanted
wild.
I could have had it in between because I had Instagram, I had Twitter, I had like everything, Tumblr, like in that period in between. But my Facebook, I didn't get it back until I think I had to make a new one or maybe I just figure out how to reactivate the old one.
That's wild.
Yeah.
Wow, what a story. Dang, what an introduction. I'm trying to think. I feel like mine wasn't that crazy. Mine was, I think my very, very, very first social media platform was Google Plus. It was stupid.
What is Google Plus?
It was like Google trying to make their own version of Facebook. But like I had a Gmail account that my mom had made me when I was younger. And so you hooked it up to like your Gmail account and you could like post photos and like they had all these little filters. And like me and my friends would always do like the photo booth on there. I remember that being fun, but that was like private. Like it was just directly with like, I don't think you could even like search people up like that. Like it was really just like with your email contacts.
Oh, interesting.
But that was fun. I feel like then it started to venture into like, I think my second one might've been like Snapchat. Then Twitter, then Instagram. I feel like all kind of came in sequence, like one after each other. Tumblr was definitely heavy at some points.
Tumblr was
my One Direction era.
That was also my One Direction. I used to be on Tumblr all the time. I was doing my little coding, figuring out how to make my page
layout.
Yep, absolutely.
Oh my god.
I was in my little e-girl phase. My little angsty phase too happened on Tumblr. I was just reblogging the most depressing things ever. Did you ever have Wattpad? I never had a Wattpad phase, but I didn't.
But I did have a fanfic phase where I read them. My mom would make me read before bed and I would just be like, I'm just gonna read 1D fanfic. I was like, I'm reading. I'm reading a book.
That's funny. I definitely was reading books that I should not have been reading, but I was really young and I had like a little Kindle basically. So I'd always get all the free books that I could find because I didn't want to pay for them.
I can't.
And they would almost always be like smut books basically. And I was just like, what is going on? And I was like, let me go. What's going on here? Because I was just like, ooh, romance. Yay. And then they would not be romance. And I'd be like, oh, who wrote this?
That's crazy. That's really wild, girl.
I feel like all of this is just showing that, like, the internet is a scary place.
It really is. Like,
Between the creepy men and then accidentally stumbling. Even, like, my first time on Tumblr. And I was, like, scrolling through and, like, stuff would pop up. And I was
Tumblr
like, whoa.
Was, like, a really wild place. It really was. And I wanted was like those little flower backgrounds.
Exactly.
Posts and like all those white girls in their little jeans with like, that was like the thigh gap era. Oh my God, that's when it all started.
The thigh gap era, true. Mm. Child.
Wow.
Let me tell you, it's been, but yeah. Thinking back on it, maybe I did need some more restrictions for my internet. Think about the scary men and accidentally stumbling upon like things you're not supposed to be seeing at that age. And it's like, ooh.
No, definitely. My mom, like, definitely, I'm looking back. I used to be annoyed because all of my friends had Facebooks and I was not allowed to have one I wasn't allowed to have one for a long time. And then, like you said, kind of, I just didn't want one by the time I was, like, was allowed to. So I didn't have a Facebook either until college. But, like, I think that looking back, I was so frustrated then about my mom being like, you don't need to be on there. Like, she wouldn't even post photos of me on her own Facebook. She just was like that. But I understand. I can't even knock her because like the internet is such a crazy place and there's so many strangers on there and like Lord knows and like how much they do to kids and I don't know. I had no business being on there in middle school. Like
me either.
I think like 7th, 8th grade was when I started to make all of those accounts. Like I made a Snapchat and all of those things and there was no need. Like
I think there was a certain thing where I would be upset about the restrictions just because it's one thing to be like, oh, all of my friends are on there, like I want a way to be able to talk to my friends and interact with my friends, but it would be a good thing if it was like siloed, like only my friends and you didn't have like those, you know what I mean? I wish there was a way to have like those restrictions where it's like, cool, I can be social with my friends, but I don't have to worry about like stumbling upon
and it's creeps stuff.
And like weird things. And even thinking back on it, honestly, Facebook was probably the most tame of the social medias, thinking about like that being the one that I wasn't allowed to have. Because I was like,
was because
right?
I was thinking back, like, bro, I definitely was catfished. I would always try to like message Harry Styles. I thought I was like talking to the real Harry Styles for like a week.
So funny.
It was just too much. Like I had no business doing any of that, but here we are. Mm-hmm. I feel like I was trying to think back to who were the people that I followed then? Like who were the influencers of that era? Cause I feel like it was still a little bit before influencer culture, but like we said, that was like when that whole like Tumblr girl vibe, like Miley Cyrus had a little chokehold on us all.
Yeah, that is true.
That era of her angsty era. So I feel like I was trying to remember it. All I remembered is Lohanthony. I feel like,
oh my gosh. Yes. I don't think I followed. Weird thing about me is that I kind of like celebrities and I like celebrity culture. I never followed them on social media. And I don't know why. But I would definitely watch Lohanthony's YouTube videos all the time. He had a grip on me, that little Lohanthony's video of Lohanthony. Did you see him now, recently?
Yes, and he's like an evangelist.
Anyway, that's another, because I was very shocked to see that. But I don't know who the influences were.
I don't know either.
We definitely wouldn't have called them influencers. Honestly, they didn't really have names. It would just be like those girl that you would consistently see on your Tumblr feed and reblog them, but it wasn't the same like influencer culture where like you know their names or like they have any like thing. It's just like there are these pictures of these pretty girls.
Definitely,
also,
just the aesthetic.
There were no black girls whatsoever on my Tumblr feed whatsoever. Even
ever.
Now, were you on Pinterest?
I wasn't. I never really had a big Pinterest phase.
I was not on Pinterest until like literally these past couple of weeks. I've been like trying to up my fashion game or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I like tried to look on Pinterest and be like, cool, let me see what I could find. And having to type black woman after everything, I'm just like,
And then still Pinterest- getting like, yeah, that's a whole other thing. That's a whole other thing. I know what you mean.
Yeah.
There were no black girl influencers, like no. YouTubers.
I think, who did I watch? I didn't start watching Jackie Aina until the latter end of high school, I think. What? Who are the black girl influencers? I watched,
there was that weird girl. Cool. Sorry, not to call her weird.
That's funny.
But I don't remember. I never watched her, but like I remember the only black girl that I could think of was, she was friends with like a bunch of white YouTubers and she had like,
was it Homegirl? People always make fun of.
Still make fun of her.
I think there's two. There's one with Eva, was one of them. My name is Eva. I think she was one of them. But there was the other one, was her, it wasn't Tessa, but it's something similar.
Something like
Tiana.
I can see her face so clear in my mind.
Tila,
right now.
I think it's Tila. T-T-Y-L, yes. Tila. Yes.
Yes. Oh my God. Yeah, she was definitely the first black influencer.
I mean, get your check. You know, at a time when there were really no black girls, I did not want for her to personally be my representation. Mm-mm. But, you know, she was getting clowned on TikTok like couple months ago. But
I saw
that's, you know, it's
that video of her like running to the pool.
The woman like turned around in the pool. She's like, I can't swim. I'm like, girl, how old are you? Can you grow up?
Literally, please? Like, girl, this is embarrassing for me.
I am embarrassed. Are you not embarrassed? No. Oh, you know who else that probably, well, I don't know if they count as influencers, but do you remember, were you like an OMG Girls?
I don't even know what that is.
Oh, weren't I'm they sorry. Like, no, it's fine. I figured that you might be, but I didn't know. They were like in the same era as like Mindless Behavior. Oh, you said you didn't like Mindless Behavior or listen to Mindless Behavior.
I didn't know Mindless Behavior either. OMG Girls?
I feel like I was never really into them, but I feel like they were like the girl version of Mindless Behavior. And I would hear people talking about them, but no.
Oh, I see them. I've never seen them in my life.
Child, I don't even know if they made music or if they were just influencers or whatever.
I love the hair colors, honestly.
Go for them. But
giving
no.
Nikki offspring. Anyway, yeah, I feel like that in that time, I definitely like middle school era. I definitely was more just like watching stupid, funny like videos, like
those
Weird Al Yankovic videos where he would like,
I don't know who that early, is.
He would like make oh my God, he would make parodies of pop songs,
and that's funny.
Make, like these like whole visuals. And I used to think they were hilarious. I would show everybody them. I would watch those like fake scare videos or like things would pop up. That was definitely the content I was consuming for big while.
That was my big YouTube phase. Do you ever watch Kingsley's videos?
Yes. Oh my God.
I used to watch Kingsley a lot.
Really Be Really? Is that him? He did that? You Maybe. Never watched Really Be Really?
I probably did.
It was like him and like he played three different characters and there was, it was a series. It was like,
I remember that sounds familiar. I just used to like it. The ones where he just like sit down and talk with like his little hat on or whatever. And I was like, Kingsley. Even that time feels like a completely different relation. Like social media was fun then. It was like, ooh, I would like talk to my friends. That was back when Snapchat also had like, you could see whose people's best friends were.
Oh my God.
And things like
yeah.
that. That was a time. Instagram was so casual. You would just post a picture of your dinner plate right. or whatever. Like it was
heavily filtered and ugly.
Exactly. Like, but there was no pressure. It had like the little, what's it called, on like the sides?
Borders.
It was a very strange time, but it was fun.
It was fun.
It was low pressure. It was just like to be with your friends. And it was really cool. But then I'm trying to figure out when it changed, when it shifted.
Mm-hmm. I feel like high school is kind of like, I really do think Kylie Jenner is like a huge reason that the internet changed, or maybe she just was the face. Like, I'm sure it would have happened that way, period. But like, I remember her, like when she started getting her lips and stuff and like the little blue hair era, like that's when it all started to become like, not even just like Tumblr aesthetic, like cute pictures for fun, but like, this is what we need to do all the time. You know what I mean?
That's fair. When was that, 2016?
Maybe before then. I feel like 2014 even.
I'm trying to think about whenever it was that she was like dating Jaden Smith. I think
yes, I think it was like
that was 2014
era, because I feel like I feel like it just was so quick that it was like all of a sudden it wasn't just like fun. There were certain like standards and like unsaid rules with posting that were just out of nowhere, and everyone was trying to emulate something that was of like someone else, you know, like people that we didn't even know. Like, what does Kylie Jenner have to do with us? This girl has so much
money. Nothing to do with me. Mm-hmm. And then I think that's also the time when, I'm thinking about even like editing photos, like editing your face, putting mm-hmm. on like filters to like make your like skin clearer, or make like your body change. I think that was also when like the Photoshop era started coming.
Honestly.
Filters are horrible. Even I'm thinking about my relationship with social media now. Like, it's come to the point where, like, I get so accustomed to, like, using filters on my, like, Instagram story or whatever that, like, when I take it off, I'm just like, oh, my gosh, my
face is completely different. Exactly. And, like, I just want to know, how did Instagram filters – I mean, not Instagram, but just filters, period, go from, like
– a dog. To,
like, dog, which is, like, obviously not to make you look better, just look – like, it was just fun.
Yeah.
It was stupid, to, like, literally just – cinching your nose, like changing your whole mm-hmm. face shape,
changing
like,
your eye colors, like freckles, pumping your like, lips,
right?
I don't know,
it's dangerous, and here we are partaking. I do it too, like
I do it all the time. Like... I do it, I'll make my skin like all smooth, I'm like ooh, and then like, but like the taking it off or like looking at it before and after is jarring and it's scaring. And I think we have to like, it's definitely like a U-centric beauty standard.
Absolutely.
Thing. Like thinking about like, my nose is not that thin. My lips don't look like that. Like it's right. not, but I'm just like, yeah.
It's sad. It's so sad. And I feel like part of me feels like, dang, like how did we get so deep into this? And it's not even faults of our own. Like we kind of came up in this, like we were trained in how to use social media in this way. And now we're in so deep that I can't even imagine a difference. Like I can critique filters all I want in this episode, but like,
I'm going to use it.
If I'm a post today, I'm probably going to use one.
Exactly.
Like, what does that mean? And like, how does that change? And like, is that going to be like that forever? I just don't know.
I mean,
I feel like I feel like there was a time when I still feel like it was like you were saying like 2014 to 2016, where it was just like, that's where everything had to look, not just a type of way aesthetically, but like you had to look a type of way. Like I would try to emulate a thigh gap knowing damn well I did not have one. I would never have one. And like, I didn't even really know anyone in real life that did. Like it was just so bizarre that like people for so far away that have absolutely nothing to do with our own lives had so much power in dictating like what we thought we should be ourselves.
Yeah.
And I feel like that still is at play, like very much so. Like we were saying with the filters right now, it's really crazy.
That's what influencer culture is. And we talk about it all the time, but seeing these random girls on your explore page that you will never meet, you have never seen before, and like seeing their bodies that we also recognize are probably Photoshopped as well, or even if they aren't, that's not the point. But I think there will be those accounts that are just like, I don't know, before and after like Photoshopping or retouching. And I feel like those just show that for some reason, this might just be a personal thing for me, but I think when it comes to my poor relationships with social media, for the most part, it'll be me comparing me, like looking in the mirror when I'm like in sweatpants, just woke up, that version of me to the edited and like very much like, you know what I mean? Like cultivated Instagram feeds of people. I'm just like, this is not the same thing whatsoever. And I think we know that Instagram is fake, and we know that like consciously that just like, yes, people are like, only posting their wins, obviously, like people are only, you know, doing like the good things or posting when they look their best, because that's what social media has become. And for some reason we know that consciously, and we still like compare ourselves for some reason.
Yeah,
it was really like strange to me to think about it
right
that way. I know that there was that whole like what's it called, like hashtag or like movement or whatever to be like, make Instagram casual again. But like,
oh really,
that but even that it's still like curated. Like even when I see people who are just like, let me do like a casual Instagram feed, it still feels very much like trying to fit into a certain aesthetic. And it's very strange. Like, I don't even know what it would look like to try to go back to where like social media doesn't matter. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, that's definitely, it's a great point. And it's honestly, it's kind of scary because like, I don't necessarily think social media is completely or even has to be a bad thing. Like I genuinely think it could be used for such good. in every type of way. Like, I think social media is one of the best tools we have to break down standards around beauty if we were using it differently. And that difference is underway. Like, there are people doing this work on social media and beyond to sort of dismantle, like, the fact that we, like we were saying about Lizzo and Ari Lennox and SZA, like, trying to actively dismantle all of those things. But it's, like, knowing also that social media thrives, like, the companies themselves thrive off of the existence of these trends and these standards and, like, us making filters. The fact that people make money off of making filters, like, what does all of that mean? And, like, I don't know. It's just, like, the, I don't know. Even for me, like, I was trying to think about sort of when I was making, when we were making these questions, like, what actually is my relationship to social media now? Because I feel like we just don't talk about it. We just spend hours and hours a day on our phones, like, on whatever platforms that we choose to engage with, however we do. And it is such an individual thing. And I feel like, I don't know. I was just, how much time do you think you spend on social media right now?
Too much. Literally, while we were, like, wait, I was scrolling. I can scroll on TikToks for, like, 3 hours. Even if I'm not posting myself, like, I am consuming that media all of the time. Or, like, Instagram, less so, because I'm starting to hate Instagram. But Twitter, I can scroll all day. I don't really use Snapchat anymore. But I feel like, for the most part, I spend a lot of time on social media. And I feel like I have a weird relationship with it in that I feel pressure, that pressure to, like, look good when I post or, like, curate my content, and that makes me not want to do it because I'm, like, very nervous or scared of, like, you know, even thinking about, like, likes, and, like, that was never a thing before. It's just, like, I'm posting this because I like it. I want to get back to that relationship with my social media, but I, my mental health, we're not there yet.
Yeah.
And, like, when I will talk to people, I don't know, I think a large part of it with, like, TikTok especially is this idea that, like, thinking about Addison Rae and Charli D'Amelio, or even, like, you know, anyone who can just, like, go viral off of a single video, there's kind of, like, an appeal to it. There's, like, a thrill to be, like, if I dedicate myself to posting content, I can go viral and I can be making, like, whatever, however much money those girls make, or at least something close to that, and, like, that could be my job. Like, I think it's so interesting because when we were growing up, there were no influencers. Like, there was no
there was, people, like, who celebrities, were, like, but there was a certain distance away.
Yeah.
Like, we knew realistically, like, though celebrity culture also thrives off of the same thing, telling you, like, oh, stars are just like us. Like, oh, maybe one day if you're picked by somebody or scouted or whatever
in
the world it might be, like, you can be, like, I don't know, Marilyn Monroe or whatever.
No, but, like, I think even that, like, that, like you're saying, like, that was a big distance. But now for, like, someone who lives in your dorm room down the hall to post a random video when it gets 2 million likes or whatever, like, that's very possible. And it's more tangible, I think, to become famous or internet famous than it's ever been. Then when we were growing up, there were no people whose job was strictly social media. There were celebrities who were, like, actors or singers who were popular on social media because of it. But to get your money strictly from content creation, from posting TikTok, Instagram, whatever, YouTube, that wasn't really as much of a thing or felt as tangible as it does now. So there is kind of that idea that just, like, I could do this too. I could be making money just for being cute. Like, there are girls who just, like, post a selfie and it's like you can get ads, sponsorships, blah, blah. Even thinking about, like, the modeling world and how that's really changed as well. Like, you can get scouted
Instagram model.
On Instagram. You can get, you know, there are girls who are just like, I was watching a video of someone talking about, like, yeah, like, I would just, like, go, and I like taking pictures, so I would just, like, post on Instagram, like, pretty frequently, and then a modeling agency just DM'd me, and now I'm, like, a professional model. Like, that was not a thing before. You know what I mean?
Like, some of that is great. Like, some of that is beautiful in that, like, I can think of great, like, stories like that where it went so well. Like, that black girl who was photographed
Anokhi,
at the Howard Yard.
Yeah.
Oh, was that her?
Yeah, that was her.
Oh, wow.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's beautiful. That's a great thing.
I didn't even know that was her now. Like, she's, like, one of the top models now. Like,
exactly.
In the world. Wow.
She's beautiful. She deserves it. I love you.
Like, I love that. Like, I love stories like that. And I love seeing people make, like, business connections on social media or whatever. But it is tough when something that is, I think, supposed to be a pastime becomes a potential business venture for anyone. Yeah. Whether that potential is actually there or not is also something that is worth emphasizing, because more often than not, it isn't there.
Yeah.
But like, it's just crazy because then, like you said, all of our mannerisms change no matter the follower count. Like, we feel pressure to, like, for me, I don't even know how many followers I have on Instagram, but I'm not no influencer. And like, I will see people that are like friends of mine that I know that I go to school with that have like the same level, but like are vlogging or like mm-hmm. are like, you know, doing Q&As type of thing. And I'm just like, I don't know. It's just bizarre. Like, and even seeing how people refer to like their followers, it's just, the whole thing is just crazy to me. I just don't think I like it. I feel like, and it's so weird to feel that way, but also still use it all of the time. Like, it kind of makes you feel insane.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, okay, how can I critique something so much and like actually still be a part of it? And like, what does that mean? Like, how does it change? But I don't know. I feel like, for me, I feel like what's changed in my relationship with social media has definitely been just like, I just stopped caring. I only really post for myself. Like, mm-hmm. I've also just stopped following people or like started muting people, or like, I've just been very conscious about like, how much am I actually taking in? For me, like on Twitter, that means like, don't follow that many people. Like, I want to be able to refresh and there be no tweets and that be my sign to like sign off. Yeah. Like, you know, like, it's time to go, girl. Like, this is too much. But I don't know, establishing those boundaries is something for us all to decide, like what our relationship is with them and like what actually brings us joy from it, and like what other parts are we doing because we feel like we have to.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, man, it's tough. I've definitely gotten better. I don't really care about a like anymore. Like, if a post flops and I think it was great,
then that's
I'll still leave it up, right? But it's just, it's tough. It's a lot of pressure. Mm-hmm. I can't even act like it's not at play to this day, to this very moment. Like,
mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm even thinking about when Instagram tried to get rid of the likes altogether. And I know my friend account that I have doesn't show the likes. And I know some other people as well that you can't see like how many likes other people's posts got. Mm. And I'm like, I don't know. Was that beneficial? I know a lot of people talked about like, for people who do like get money from Instagram, like for some people it's a job. Like, even, mm-hmm. even though I don't really consider myself to be like an influencer or whatever, there's a certain extent that I'm just like, I got paid to make this post. I have to send them the analytics, let them know how many likes,
right.
shares, saves it got. It's like that determines, you know, how I maintain these relationships with these people. Like, that, how can it still be fun then at that point? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? When it's just like, it's literally a business. It's mm-hmm. literally like having to be strategic and pay my bills from this.
Right.
And we talked about this a little bit before, but that's why people have like separate accounts, like a friend account and like a business account. But there are sometimes when I just want to like show my personality, and we were thinking about like, what would it be like and how would we like use social media in a perfect world if there weren't those standards? I just want to take pictures of the trees. I would like to take some pictures of the trees around me, mm-hmm. take some horrible selfies with my friends and post that and just like be having fun. I don't want to have to worry about like, okay, how can I like put a filter on this photo? How can I like put it in a slide so that it's aesthetic for people? Like,
right.
I don't want to have to post for my quote unquote followers. I want to post for me. And I think at a certain point you could probably get to that level of just having people who want to like see you, and it doesn't really matter, but it's hard. I don't know.
Yeah.
Social media is difficult. And I think this influencer culture that I feel like has created this and given us these unrealistic standards, I don't know if it's going anywhere. I know that I was talking with one of my friends as well, who does like the paid sponsorships.
Mm-hmm.
We do it, and we were thinking a lot about how influencer culture is changing a little bit, but in a weird way, if that makes sense. Like, it's almost like what she was saying basically is that people don't really like the idea of influencers, and they want but they still want to follow people who have
right.
these accounts and look at them. So it's almost like you have to be strategic, but you have to make it seem like you're not trying, but you
right.
still have to curate that content, which is a weird dynamic.
Yeah.
So it's like, you still are being an influencer and you're still having to do these paid posts, but you also have to strategically plan to do some, ha ha, I don't care posts
right.
in between, so people don't get tired of your, and it's a weird.
Mm-hmm. Unless your brand is like, which is again, like, unless you establish a brand, which I won't say Chrissy Teigen because now she's canceled, but like, unless you establish a brand as like, oh, she's just going to post some funny stuff, like, I'm going to follow her for that. Like, I think it is partly also that, because we follow people for this reason, for that
yeah.
reason. I'm going to follow this person because I like how they dress, which is, those are not necessarily problems. Like, we gravitate towards people for specific reasons. But I think then it like doesn't allow people to express the full range of like their humanity if they're expected to always be dressing well or to like always be posting about this, always be posting about that. Like,
mm-hmm. yeah, people are not one dimensional. I even think about that when people are like following me, especially for like climate content. You know what I mean? And I'm just like, I would like to post a picture of my like outfit today, or I would like to post a picture of me at dinner with my friends. And it's like, there's no education here. Mm-hmm. I just thought that I looked cute. But then it's like a situation where I'm like, am I disappointing my followers? Or even, especially when you have like two separate demographics. Like I have people who follow me for like, yeah, Lauren's, when I, even before I was, used my personal Instagram for like climate related stuff. It's just like, Lauren's an influencer. Lauren takes cute fashion pictures. Then people who are like, I want to learn from this page. And I'm just like, mm-hmm. trying to, with both, I'm like, okay, here's a picture of my outfit. And then the caption here, I'm talking about climate. It's just like a weird like thing of trying to like please other people, try to like maintain those followers when it's like, I don't want to have to do that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's real. And I know we've talked about that. And like, I still feel like with age, I think it'll be very interesting to see like, as we get older, how much time we spend on social media and like how much time we commit. Because I also feel like if these platforms don't get it together, like it's almost, they're like not at all trying to hide that like they're in this for the money. Like, and yeah. I think that they actually might drive away the people using it. So I see Instagram dying within a couple years. Like, probably. I see it not doing well. Like, I don't think people even like, it's not fun. Like we've been saying this whole time, people mm-hmm. don't, it's not bringing people joy. Nobody cares about that shop feature. Like, mm-mm. and they're just trying to emulate other apps that are bringing people joy, like by making stories, by making
reels.
Right. So I feel like I see Instagram dying. So it's kind of the question of like, will another platform be like show up in its place? Will we just start using fewer? Like, will time be more limited that we spend on them? Like, I'm just so curious about what is to come.
I don't know, because I don't see this going, maybe I'm just being a little bit pessimistic today, but I just don't see it going away anytime soon, because it's not even just the platforms itself anymore. It's us to a certain extent. Like, it's our mindsets and mentalities that have been changed by being consumed by this like over like saturated like consumer type platforms for so long. So I, even if the platforms, Instagram was to die down, wouldn't people maybe just create another platform and do the same thing? Like, I think society yeah. has to change. Like, I don't think it's, I think the platforms like Instagram are really just responding to what they're seeing, if that makes sense. Like, if they're right. in it for the profit, to a certain extent, sure, they might be like exacerbating these problems, but I don't think that they're creating it. I think they're just responding to the society that we're yeah. in no, and I trying to figure you. Out a way to profit off of that.
Well, that's kind of also though what I mean. Like, I don't necessarily think that it's just going to die just because time has passed. Like, I do think that there is a change in mindset underway. I don't know how widespread it is. And like, we'll see how, if it sticks and like, if people are sort of swayed to think differently than they do. But I feel like we said, people are tired of influencers. Like, it's mm-hmm. saturated. It's so heavily saturated that it's going to have to like, I don't know. I think something is going to have to give. I don't know if that means we return to an era of content that was really mostly for fun and like for laughs and for jokes and like for kicks, and maybe we lose the aesthetic part of things. I don't know if it will change, like, given that the Tumblr era is dead, like maybe the aesthetic requirements are going to shift. I feel like we are just entering a time when it's like, I think we're trying to democratize content mm-hmm. and like, who is given credit and who's given attention. And I feel like that can't necessarily happen with these apps and these systems that these apps sort of represent staying exactly the same as they do. I don't know. That might be a little optimistic. It also is kind of a hope. Like, I do hope that happens. I hope that like we reach a point where like, don't nobody want to see no infographics on Instagram. Like, don't nobody want to see like literally just post your stuff and go. Like, it might get 10 likes one day, it might get 10,000 likes the next day, and like that's fine, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I don't know, I have no idea what to imagine. I think it'll be interesting. Like, I think in a post-pandemic world too, people might find themselves spending a lot less time on it, sort of having spent so much time on it during the pandemic. I don't know. I have no idea what to expect, but I think it'll be interesting.
I agree. I can see that. Okay, fair enough. Yeah. Well, here's hoping
for real, man,
that Instagram can be casual, or that it dies, or there's just some way to bring the fun back. I miss it.
Or maybe even just like more holistic, like mm-hmm. give us the full view. Like, You know what I mean? I don't know. I feel like something has to, nobody, like, how long are we going to look at glam pictures of the Kardashians? And, like, and is that going to be just, like,
it's who is we?
Well, I know, we at large, man, because Lord knows, I don't know the last time I looked at the Instagram feeds, but you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
After a point, it's just like, okay, we've seen this. Like, this is tired. We need something new, like, something. I don't know what it will be, but I hope it's coming because I'm over it.
That makes sense, period. Well, what, yeah, social media, who knows? But I think this could honestly be a part two. There's still so much to talk about, but for now, we'll leave the conversation right there on, like, a semi-optimistic note. And we'll just move right into what's bringing us joy. So,
yay.
What is making you happy? What's bringing you joy right now?
Mm.
That sigh makes it seem like you gotta think a little bit.
I'm joyous. I'm very much so joyous. I'm trying to think. I feel like I said this last week, so I don't want to be repetitive, but I'm in, like, my little only free window of the summer before I start my new job.
That's nice.
And I'm very much so enjoying it. I do get my wisdom teeth out tomorrow. So, like, womp womp. I feel like the wisdom, the freedom is going to be, like, in bed. But
that's rest.
I'm still enjoying it, having absolutely, like, being able to wake up and, like, choose what I have to do, even though I still have so much to do that's, like, not necessarily fun.
Mm-hmm.
It's, like, it's free. I feel like I'm on my own time right now for 2 weeks, and that's clutch.
I like that for you. Sounds good.
What about you?
I'm getting my hair done on Thursday. Period. I'm getting, I was going to show you the picture, but I'm getting some butterfly locks. I know we've been talking about this for a while.
What length are you getting?
Like, right here-ish. There's a picture. They're, like, light brown, and I'm really excited because I've never had locks before, but I just feel
I'm excited for you.
I feel the potential that for these, this is what I'm getting.
Oh, those are cute.
Right?
Fun. I think you'll enjoy them.
I think so. I just don't know. Do you think I should do a middle part or a side part? I'm usually a
do both.
Middle part type girl. Oh, can they move?
Yeah. Just flip it over.
Ooh, right. You're right. You can tell I know nothing about I'm like, it's going to stay. Okay. Just fair enough.
One, like, right here so that, like, then it can flip or it can be in the middle.
Okay, that's fair. Would you think this would be able to flip?
Yeah, look at she's the middle part right there. Girl.
Girl, let's be knowing nothing. Okay, woo! Well, I'm getting those on Thursday, and I'm very excited. I also just bought some clothes.
Yes.
My hot girl summer is underway. I'm telling you. It's a Brooklyn baddie summer. I'm very excited. So, yes, I'm very this is honestly the happiest I've been in a long time.
Oh, that's great.
I know. I'm really happy. And I'm excited for senior year. I just have so much happiness right now. I just joy.
Exuding joy. Queen of joy. Queen of happiness. We love to
see it. But yes. Well, that's all that we have for you guys today. Thank you so much for tuning in to this episode.
Yes.
And yeah.
Yeah, we needed to get into this because, like we said, we can't be posting all this dumb stuff. I need the better content. Like, make me laugh, y'all, on the timeline.
But while we are using social media, though, y'all can follow us on Instagram. If you are going to be on Instagram, follow us on Instagram at Black Girl Blueprint. We also have a TikTok content coming soon, Black Girl Blueprint as well. Twitter, B-Girl Blueprint.
And maybe a YouTube.
Maybe. No, child. Listen. Anyway, let me tuck my hair behind my ear. Maybe a YouTube is coming soon. Who knows?
Yes. And if you like this episode, as always, leave us a little rating. If you already left us a rating, sign on to your mom's phone and leave us a rating from there. We want all of the ratings.
Give us all the ratings. Subscribe so you get a little notification when we post Fridays at 5 p.m. And yeah, just talk to us. Send us a DM. Send us a little message. Interact with us. We're friends. If you're
tired of hearing our voices, like,
exactly. We talk too much. We would like to hear from y'all. Thank you very much.
We should have, like, a guest caller episode. Oh my god, think about.
Oh my gosh, think about how fun that would be. Wait, we have so many cute followers too. We're always interacting.
They're like all baddies. Look at them.
I know. Look at us. Ow. Listen, joy. I tell you, joy. But we will see y'all next week.
Yes.
And goodbye. Have a good week.
Yes. Bye, y'all.